USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pentagon officials say that thousands of Afghan refugees will be headed for military bases in Texas and Wisconsin as they seek shelter in the U.S. from the Taliban. The Defense Department tapped Fort Bliss in Texas and Fort McCoy in Wisconsin as the arrival point for those refugees as thousands try to flee from Kabul. Those being taken in at those bases will arrive on special immigration visas, meaning they will have health screenings and full background checks before being resettled. Utah Governor Spencer Cox sent a letter to President Biden on Tuesday expressing his desire to help resettle those who are fleeing Afghanistan. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the governor's office said that he is fully vaccinated and is tested daily, with this being his first positive result. Abbott is currently quarantining in the governor's mansion and is not experiencing any symptoms. The statement added that he is receiving the Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinarian physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of Son of a Death Syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore, because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In Son of a Death Syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.